Thank you for joining us for The Power of Faith with David Hathaway. It is our hope that you will be inspired and encouraged by today's message. We pray God's blessing upon you as you listen today. Don't forget to visit our website, eurovision.org.uk, for more information on David's ministry. In this episode, David continues teaching from the book of Acts, chapter 2, starting from verse 1. In this passage, Peter is explaining the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy through the events of Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles, enabling them to speak in different languages. This marked the beginning of the spread of the gospel message to people of various nations. Peter is urging the crowd to recognize the significance of these events and to turn to the Lord for salvation. Now, open your Bible and join David for today's word.
It's quite interesting because at the moment I'm speaking from the Acts of the Apostles, and this of course is very, very serious. I took the first chapter last time, now I'm on chapter 2, but it's serious because basically this is the date when the church began. Let's have a look at Acts chapter 2. It says, and when the day of this, by the way, it's the authorized version, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And it's very significant that there was an anticipation that something was going to happen, and that this was the Jewish feast. And as we'll see, it had a bigger impact because it was the Jewish feast. And verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and that filled the house where they were sitting. It is interesting that it says house. It was a building because there were 120. Verse 3, there appeared unto them cloven tongues like fire, which sat on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit led them. And in verse 5, it begins to explain the background, because there were in Jerusalem at that time devout men from every nation under heaven. This is quite, when you really think about it, this is quite serious, because what had happened was that because it was the Feast of Pentecost, Jewish people had come, according to Scripture, from all over the world. Every nation under heaven is a very powerful description. And in verse 6, when the public got to hear about it, and obviously with 120 making a lot of noise, then it became obvious. And a multitude came together, and it does give you some idea of how big that multitude was, because when Peter began to preach, more than 3,000 were converted in the one day. So the multitude came together, and they were amazed. I'll use that word. They were amazed because whatever their natural language was, they heard these 120 speaking in those languages, and they were amazed, and they were so shocked. In verse 7, they said amongst themselves, how can it be? These are uneducated Galileans. I mean, they were fishermen, tax gatherers, and so on. And they said, these are Galileans. How is it possible that these uneducated people can speak in all our native languages. And then it goes on to list them quite clearly: Parthians, Medes, Elamites, dwellers of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, and so on, Egypt, parts of Libya, and from Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes, Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. So it was not just the fact that these 120 under the anointing of the Holy Spirit were speaking in tongues, in the languages, but what they were saying was talking about the power and the works of God. It was very clear that they were in effect preaching the gospel. And this is quite amazing, because it doesn't really happen like this nowadays when we receive the Holy Spirit. But anyway, let's look on a bit further. Of course, in verse 13, you got the critics who said these men are drunk. But in verse 14, Peter stood up with the 11, because, of course, Judas had betrayed Christ and was actually dead by now. So Peter stood up with the 11 and said, "Men of Judea, and all of you that are in Jerusalem, be this known, listen to my words. These men are not drunk, seeing as it's but the third hour of the day. But," in verse 16, "this is a fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel." And you know, I love Joel's prophecy in Joel chapter 2, and he's quoting it here. "It will come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men dream dreams." So here is Peter clearly quoting what Joel has prophesied so many hundreds of years before as to what would happen. So the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost is clearly simply a fulfillment of prophecy and of the promise that Jesus himself gave. And if you look at verse 19, the prophecy from Joel says, "I will show wonders in heaven, signs in the earth, blood and fire and vapor of smoke." Verse 20, "The sun will be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord shall come." So if you look at that quite clearly, the prophecy was that when the Holy Spirit was outpoured on the day of Pentecost, that experience should continue until the second coming of Christ.
Ukraine is grappling with a complex set of challenges, instability, economic hardship, and the devastating effects of war. Amidst this turmoil, there is an increasing need for both spiritual guidance and practical assistance to help the affected communities rebuild their lives. Our mission is to support Ukraine through evangelism and humanitarian aid. Our foremost mission is to share the message of God's love and salvation in Jesus Christ. Through evangelistic efforts, we provide spiritual support, encouragement, and a message of hope to those feeling lost and overwhelmed by the circumstances around them. To make a donation to support our work, visit eurovision.org.uk/donation. Thank you for your generosity. You have an inheritance in Christ. It is expansive, beyond comprehension. And faith is the key, which will unlock this power in your life. Through David Hathaway's book, Power Your Inheritance, the book of Ephesians explored. Our prayer is that your eyes will be opened, that you will see and know what the hope is, what the riches are, the glory of God in you. David wants you to enter into the power and the riches of this glory. He wants you to experience and live in the fullness of the blessing. There is so much power available to those who will believe. In David Hathaway's book, Power, Your Inheritance, the book of Ephesians explored, he will reveal the glory of your inheritance in Christ. Order your copy today by visiting eurovision.org.uk/shop. Thank you for listening to the Power of Faith broadcast with David Hathaway. We would love to hear from you. Contact us by visiting eurovision.org.uk. Also available online are many free teaching resources to help you on your walk with God. David has written many faith-building books to encourage and inspire. Order these online today. Each month, David ministers online and in person. Our ministry is only possible because of the faithful support of so many people. For details on our evangelism and humanitarian relief work, visit eurovision.org.uk. Thank you again for listening.